Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That route. But is there a man out there that could be available that would help the Steelers, Dorn?
There is. And you need a shorthand wide receiver. I think you need to bolster the wide receiver core. Like, I really do. I know Allen Robinson, he's a veteran, and you're bringing him in to kind of supplement some of the things that you're trying to do and be that third-ish wide receiver. You have Calvin Austin, the third, which you don't know that much about, but he is fast. From the videos that I saw on Twitter, he looks good in shorts.
Yeah, and the Mac, too.
In the Mac. He looks good in shorts. I'll give him that. But that doesn't mean that much whenever it comes to football. But
what so means- do I. I mean, what does that mean? Nothing.
You look good in shorts.
Look at my calves.
Yeah, you got no calf. What you need is somebody that is shorthanded, somebody that you could count on, and somebody that can move the sticks, in my opinion, if you're the Steelers. Somebody that Kenny can absolutely rely on outside of just relying on Pat Freiermuth, outside of just throwing it up to George Pickens. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy that a team is looking to trade. His name is Hunter Renfro. Played a lot of football, caught a lot of touchdowns, is a shorthanded slot receiver. I think that that would be an unbelievable fit for the Steelers. Like, that's the type of guy that I was thinking could bolster this wide receiver core. It didn't have to be a big play guy. It didn't have to be a speed guy. It didn't have to be a big body wide receiver. It needed to be a sure-handed, reliable wide receiver that you can count on third and five, that you could count on in the red zone to run, to win his one-on-one matchups and run the underneath routes. Hunter Renfro and Kenny? I think that that would just be his safety blanket outside of having Pat Freiermuth. I think it would be a perfect fit. Now, what could you trade for him? That's where I'm not at right now.
Right. That's the question. And monetarily, you'd have to – well, he's a rookie, so you wouldn't have to really force a big contract onto the books. Like, they could do it financially. I do think if it came down to him or DeAndre Hopkins, the thing the Steelers need more is a slot receiver. I know that they like Anthony Miller. I've been told by people within the organization that they think he could be a guy for them. He's been a productive slot receiver in the past. I would rather have Hunter Renfro. Hunter Renfro caught 9 touchdowns last year. 9!
9.
And a little tight. He looks like me. He'd come in here, he'd put on my same sweatshirt, my hat. You'd be like, oh, hey, Crowley, what's going on?
He has less hair than you, too.
He's a good player.
Yes.
And they've reportedly received no trade calls on him, but are open to the idea Oakland is, or Las Vegas is, wherever they're playing their football games now. That's the thing that they're missing. I am not a believer in Calvin Austin III. When they drafted him, I said, okay, we'll see. Last year he's hurt. We don't know. A lot of Steelers fans hop up on social media, Doran, and they'll say, oh, you got Calvin Austin III. Like, they'll prop him up as if he's some sort of known quantity. He's not. And beyond Deontay Johnson and George Pickens, there's a lot of question marks at that receiver position for the Steelers. Allen Robinson's a big-time question mark for the Steelers. And he was brought in no small part because he could be a leader and help those guys develop. Fine. But what are you going to do between the white lines? That matters. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Obviously. Hit us up on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran. And I like to remind you, at 8:03, it's 8:03 o'clock. And time to start the weekend off right with Archie's famous wings. Who is their best option in the slot right now?
Deontay.
So you move Deontay into the slot in 3 receiver sets and you put Allen Robinson on the outside?
Correct.
Do you have faith in Allen Robinson?
Yes. I have faith in him maybe not winning all the time, but being in the right spot and running the right routes and making sure everybody's on the same page. And then winning occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Catching tough passes whenever you do need to move the sticks. I think he'll be good with that, but he's not a barn burner. He's not going to blaze down the field and beat guys one-on-one every single time. But whenever you probably need him in some tough situations, he'll show up. I was thinking about trade bait or what you could trade too. Have you thought about this at all? I thought about it's the Raiders. And the Raiders don't have a quarterback really right now. Right? They don't have a quarterback. But
Trubisky
or Mason on top of and paired with an offensive lineman, Kevin Dotson or Dan Moore Jr. Because if you don't have a quarterback, you're probably going to run the ball and you need to bolster your offensive line.
Yeah, Jacobs.
And if you have a backup quarterback, you want to somewhat protect them and you don't want to have young guys in there that, you know, you're kind of thrusting into the role. I don't know their offensive line situations, but there's two guys on the Steelers offensive line that were starters last year that aren't going to be starters this year.
Well, and hell, forget about whether that's realistic or not.
Or Chooks.
Because I don't know if that's realistic, Doran. I don't know that it's not either. Where are we now on the Steelers that a position of strength with which to trade from is the damn offensive line?
Right.
For you to even suggest that, oh, Steelers got offensive linemen to burn.
That were starters. Not just swing guys that went in there. Not the Matt Filers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys were started.
I like the idea if they'd even be interested, of Dotson. I mean, Dotson is a guy, and anybody, just for sake of conversation, anybody trying to trade with the Steelers and they want an offensive lineman, you know, Dotson would be the one to me that would be more expendable because whoever loses out on the right tackle job is your swing tackle. Well, Herbig can be your swing interior guy if you move from Dotson. So I do think you have more depth there. I'll tell you what's not going to happen, man. Talking about realism and what could fit, what could not fit. Here's Joy Taylor on Fox Sports 1, whatever the station. Fox Sports 1. Joy Taylor on a fit for the Pittsburgh Steelers. A guy that was just released yesterday, Dorn.
I think he would be very interesting with the Steelers.
I should probably say then, because she didn't, it's Dalvin Cook.
I think he would be very interesting with the Steelers. When I think of the Steelers' offensive identity, they always have fast, big wide receivers. They have a solid run game. Now, they have Najee Harris, but like Shady said, it's a two-back system pretty much anywhere you go now. They don't want to wear somebody down.
Right.
And if you have a creative offensive coordinator, you can really utilize a guy like Dalvin Cook who can blast off.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No.
Creative offensive coordinator. You lost me there, Joy. Matt Canada is many things. A creative offensive coordinator, he is not. Also, why would Dalvin Cook want to go here and be a backup?
He wouldn't.
It just doesn't fit at all. That doesn't fit at all. Hunter Renfrow makes sense for what they need. What they do not need is a running back. You have Najee Harris. You have Jaylen Warren. There's your 1-2 punch. It doesn't make any sense. But Hunter Renfrow, because we start talking about the options, I don't know that I believe in Allen Robinson. You say you do to an extent. I don't, because I just don't know if you can get it back after injury. And it's not like I'm sitting there at OTAs every day, so I'm not going to pretend to be that guy. I don't have faith in that. And if Deontay, you slide him into the slot where I do think he can be productive, I think you're watering down your outside receivers then at that point. But Hunter Renfrow, while we're talking about hypotheticals, that would be a guy that would make some sense.
You want to talk about a crazy hypothetical? Say that you sign Dalvin Cook because he got released, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sign Dalvin Cook and you trade straight up because there's another guy that once traded out of there as well. You trade Najee for Davante Adams.
Now that you can't fit in the salary cap, I don't think.
Right. Hypothetical.
I do love hypothetical.
Me too.
Hypothetical on
but
a
Friday.
But
would you do that if you could fit?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
absolutely. No doubt about it. I'm not the biggest Najee Harris fan in the world. We talked about that way back when at 6 o'clock today, but Najee Harris's first two seasons are terribly underwhelming. 3.9 yards per carry. Dalvin Cook, do they think he's washed? Is that why they're getting rid of Dalvin Cook? If you think Dalvin Cook's washed, he could be 28, I think, in August, or at least I know he'll be 28 before next season starts. His season last year was better than Najee Harris's, and he's older. So if you think Dalvin Cook is washed, what does that make you feel about Najee Harris? Not that he's washed, but that he's just not good. Here's a text. Crowley's laugh during this segment sounded like a Patrick laugh from SpongeBob. Do your SpongeBob laugh, Doran.
Ah, Patrick.
412-928-9370 on Twitter @_AdamCrowley. I wanted to save this for later, Doran. but I feel like we've been backstabbed here. Nicholas Harry Callis has been producing our show for a month now. We have Sam. He's wonderful. He's our intern. He's running things today. Harry Callis was on yesterday. He produced Cook and Joe, sans Cook. He produced the PM team with Pony and Mueller. And you know what he sended Pony and Mueller? You know what he sent Pony and Mueller before the show? A karate video of him kicking a board in half.
Of him doing it?
Him doing it. Big ol' Harry Callis.
Like a recent video of him doing it?
Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you at home who have not seen Harry Callis, he is like a white, less athletic version of Casey Hampton. I mean, my man's a big boy. So him breaking a board in half with his foot is visually stirring. You can check out Pony's Twitter account, at the Pony Express. But I'm a little ticked off. Harry Callis the other day could not dial Colin Dunlap's number. Seconds before the segment started, Harry Callis says, oh, where's Colin Dunlap's number? I don't have it. Can you send it to me? That's what we're getting from Harry Callis.
You know what?
We're getting ineptitude.
You know what, Adam?
And he's giving them that story?
I'd be worried if I were you, because you kind of mess with Nick. You mess with Callis a lot. Now, like, you didn't know that was in the tank there.
I did not know that.
He could whoop your you-know-what.
You know what he said yesterday in the final segment of their show, their hodgepodge of nothingness? He was asked, name by name, which fan hosts he would be able to beat up. He said he could kick my ass.
Who else?
Not yours. He was afraid of Colin. Said he would not try to fight Colin. Said he could beat up Chris Mack. Said he could beat up Filippone. Said he could beat up Mueller. And then he stopped at Roundtree. Like, he's scared of Roundtree. I don't think Roundtree's a menacing man at all. Now, Roundtree could kick my butt. There's not a person here at the fan who couldn't kick my butt.
Sam?
Sam's young. I think he could. I think Sam would take me. Sam played hockey growing up.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want to get your butt whooped by the intern. I think I could take Kale, but that's about it. Slow, receding hairline. I think I would break him down mentally first. But I'm annoyed that they got so much mileage out of Harry Callis yesterday, and Callis has given us nothing for basically 28 straight days.
He must like them better.
Doran, here's a question. We're kind of freewheeling it on a Friday here. Freewheeling Friday on the fan. Doran, how's the slot receiver position different than the outside?
It's inside.
Give the people more than that.
I mean,
give the different football. It's option routes, right?
I mean, if you look at, think about looking from behind the running back and behind the quarterback, you see the offensive line, you see the outside receivers, you see the inside receivers. Everything is different.
Mm-hmm.
Your view as an inside receiver is different. Your timing, because you're closer to the quarterback, is different. So if your timing is different, that means you're going to run faster routes. And that's why you run those option routes. That's why you run those return routes where you run inside then pull back outside. Outside, longer throw, timing, one-on-one matchups obviously are different on the outside than the inside. You have more space to run on the inside than the outside. And you kind of want to be smaller. Because
quicker.
Think of Wes Welker and the things that he used to do. I mean, he was kind of a staple of a slot receiver, but that's basically it. You know, there's not really calculus level to what an inside receiver does compared to the outside receiver. It's kind of what it is.
Well, when I think of the Steelers roster, I think inside linebacker gives me pause and concern. And we're going to hear from Landon Roberts coming up in a few minutes. Audio from yesterday's OTAs, because I have a couple of questions for you about the Steelers' inside linebacker core. That worries me. Depth at outside backer worried me until they made the recent signing. But beyond their top two receivers, I am concerned. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have a guy that raises up. It doesn't mean that Calvin Austin III can't get it done. I just haven't seen him do it, so I'm not going to say he can. I'm worried about Allen Robinson. I'm worried about the depth behind them. That on the offense is probably my biggest worry right now. And maybe that's a good place to be. Last year, it would have been offensive line.
Right.
The year before that, it would have been offensive line. I'd much rather it be my third and fourth and fifth wide receivers than my second, third, and fourth offensive linemen. But that is what worries me right now about this team. Well,
Last year,
yeah, quarterback worried me.
Yeah.
I mean, a rookie or Mitch Trubisky. And I had more faith in Mitch than most. Sorry. But, yeah, you're in a better place now. No doubt about that. We'll hear from Steelers inside linebacker Landon Roberts coming up next. I got a couple of questions about him and the inside backers for Doran. But first, let me tell you about Parks, the BetParx Sportsbook app. Basketball finals tonight. I like Miami to bounce back at home in a must-win game. They're currently plus 140 on the money line. You can also get them at plus 550 to win the series. Maybe you don't really think they're going to win the series, but you do think they're going to win tonight. Well, they win tonight. They even the series. Plus 550, just a little sprinkle. Just a little sprinkle. The Bucks are plus 100 tonight against New York with Dick Mountain on the mound. New York has lost six straight games. They've blown leads in each of the last three. New customers make a winning $10 bet. Get $125 back in sportsbook bonus. Must be a winning bet. Bonus bets must be wagered once. Bet spreads, same game parlays, and more on the BetParx Sportsbook app. Must be 21 in PA, New Jersey, or Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Landon Roberts, Doran. What's funny? What's funny already? Is it because I thought Landon Roberts was white?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm happy and we got that serious. Out there.
Like, you weren't just like joking around. You're like, wait, I thought Landon Roberts was white.
I spent too much time looking at PFF numbers and not enough time watching him play.
That's it.
He wearing a helmet. I thought he was white.
Why?
The way he's been described.
Wait. So he's described like a white player? What's a white player described like? What's a white linebacker described like outside of a black linebacker?
Because it's the stupid tropes of he comes downhill, he hits hard, he's the first guy in, he's a hard worker, gym rat. All the things we say about like Wes Welker. Wes Welker, he's a gym rat.
Wait, so black linebackers don't do that?
They do that. That's why it's a trope. That's why it's BS. But everything Landon Robert, they describe him. Backpedal. Like he's Robert Spillane. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. Okay.
Am I in trouble?
No, not with me.
Okay. Here's a Landon Roberts talking yesterday as I distance myself from my racism.
I'm getting very comfortable with the system. The guys are great. Couldn't ask for a better situation.
Everything seems to be very crisp. There's a seriousness. There's, you know, there's competition, but not over the top. Like, do you feel like from that standpoint it's been a good 3 weeks?
You know, you want a team that's going to go out there and compete. Even if we're in here, you want a team that's high competitive. Because even if we just in here shooting jokes and stuff, I want to be the best jokes ever. And like, you ain't winning nothing. Like, you ain't winning that team, but it's great, you know, from a team standpoint. It brings your team close and stuff. So it's good.
Does that speak to the communication? Like how quick you guys seem to have been able to communicate?
Oh, big. It's big on communication. You know, I'm big on knowing what a guy's thinking without him even speaking and stuff like that. And more of that even going to come over time. Just having a C is a great thing. You know, being named that captain is a great honor. But at the same time, like, just because you're not one doesn't mean you can't lead in your own way. you know, with this place. And even when I was in New England, just, I was, you know, blessed enough to be a captain my fourth year with a lot of great leaders around that building. Here, like, I mean, if I was, I'm taking it. But don't get me wrong, but it's that's really not my focus. My focus is really just doing whatever the guys, my coaches, need out of me and stuff like that, and just being a great resource for the leaders and the leadership.
I don't want to kick a guy now who's out the door, but I'm going to do it anyway. Devin Bush. Devin Bush last year around this same time was asked how he felt about the Steelers not having picked up his fifth-year option. And he said, oh, I'll still be somewhere, first-round pick. So, like, just assuming his career was going to go on regardless of how things would go. And then you hear Landon Roberts talk. Yeah, I was a captain my fourth year in New England, and we had quite a few leaders there. That's a stark difference, and I don't know if he's going to be good. PFF says not so great, but I think the mindset's better, and that's a good starting place. I'd rather have a leader than Devin Bush.
And especially a leader from a Bill Belichick-run team. I mean, that says a lot. I mean, I know that we're Pittsburgh, and you don't want to link anything to Bill Belichick, but if you're getting a Bill Belichick defensive guy who wore the green dot and was the leader, I will take my chances on that guy 9 times out of 10.
People are killing me on the text line, by the way.
For what?
For my racism. Gunnar Olszewski's white, right? He's from New England. I confused him with Cole Holcomb is what I did. Right? Right? Tell me I'm right.
Wait, did you think Cole Holcomb was black?
No, Cole Holt. Yeah, I got them backwards.
So wait, you're trying to say here and tell me that you thought Landon Roberts was white and Cole Holcomb was black the whole time?
Yes. I got them backwards.
And you knew, doesn't Cole Holcomb have like a mullet?
Yes. I thought Landon Roberts was the mullet guy.
What's going on?
I'm showing my butt here. Coming up next, yeah, you can check that out on 93.7thefan.com, the live video stream. Colin Dunlap coming up next. He says he wants to talk about aliens, Dorn. He wants to revisit a pre-show topic.
Ooh.
I'm always inclined to go aliens, always inclined to go Bigfoot. We'll also ask him what he's seeing at OTAs, plus how big of a series is this for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's all next on the Fan Morning Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
It's a Fan Morning Show. Conversation from the last segment spilled into the off-air conversation, and we're just gonna leave it there. You just wanna leave it there?
If you want to, I barely said anything.
Yeah, right. All I did was be offensive and then try to backtrack for an entire segment. Joining us now, much more professional than I am, Colin Dunlap. Hello, Colin. How's it going, pal?
Wonderful. What was your conversation on air and off air? I was running around doing something.
I got a Landon Roberts and Cole Holcomb backwards. I thought each guy was the other guy. I thought a Landon Roberts had the mullet.
Oh, okay. That's tough.
Yeah, sure is. I'm sure you knew at OTAs. You probably knew which guy was which.
Yeah, kind of, considering they have numbers on their shirts.
Yeah, that'll help. Anyway, Colin, yeah. You said you wanted to talk about aliens. We've got leaks from the government. We got Bigfoot conventions happening in Forest County. Where do you want to go with this, pal?
Well, I don't necessarily want to, but I feel the need to. These people in Las Vegas that Doran, I'm sure, feels are upstanding and everything else, that allegedly saw this 9-foot alien, and You know, everybody has a cell phone camera. Everybody films everything in life. Now, I don't doubt that something fell from the sky. Could it have been a meteor? Could it have been something else? Could it even have been a UFO? But I understand your inclination might be to not get eaten or kidnapped or accosted by said 9 or 10 foot alien, your first inclination. But wouldn't your second inclination be, because this is what we do in society, video or get a photo of it immediately so as to have proof?
Yes, proof. I would run kicking and screaming, and then I'd come back and try to find proof. And the proof, quote unquote, that's out there is fuzzy, grainy, basically looks like black and white, and there's nothing there. Now, I do believe in aliens. I don't know necessarily that one landed in this situation.
Yeah, I believe in aliens. I don't know if they've made it all the way here.
I think they're on their way. I think that they've been here, and I think it's gonna come to the surface very soon.
Yeah, they're just lily padding their way across the universe.
Feeling it out.
Mm-hmm. Who was the texter the other day who texted in and said that the Earth is the planet that you'd roll the windows up on your spaceship right. as you flew by? Because the Earth is such a, dumpster fire. Colin, big series for the Bucks coming up this weekend against the Mets. We said going into this 9-game homestand that if they won 6 out of the 9 games, it would be a success. Let's say they win 2 out of 3 against the Mets, and they've won 6 out of 9 in the homestand. Is that a success, Colin?
Yeah. If they win 2 out of 3, nobody will remember the A's.
Okay.
I really feel that way. The thing is, I think that they do need to kind of find track again on their starting pitching. They need to figure out all that's going on. And, you know, I thought you brought up a really good point, Adam, in that Brian Reynolds needs to be a superstar if he's a superstar, right? I mean, aren't we at that point right now?
Oh, no doubt about it. And the other day we were talking about Rolandsy Contreras and how he was counted on to be a guy on this year's team. He couldn't be a question mark, and he's obviously become now a big weakness at this point in the rotation, which was a strength, is taking on water big time. But Doran brought up Brian Reynolds as the bigger disappointment of the two guys, because he's getting paid all this money. He should be the Pirates' Aaron Judge. Not doing what Aaron Judge does, but relative to the Pirates. And, man, his OPS is 100 points lower than it was 2 years ago, Colin.
That's great. Forget about OPS. What about Pat Narduzzi and Coach Prime? We got to talk about this.
Go ahead.
And this needs to be the biggest. Do you think, we all love Pat, and I think Pat is great. And I just talked to him the other day. I saw him. He was down over at the facility. But Pat loves to get petty when someone else does, which is marvelous in college football. Do you think at his next media availability, he will either have a cowboy hat on or a name tag that says, "My name is Pat"? Because I don't think he's going to let this go. What do you guys think?
No, he's not going to let it go. He's gonna push it forward. I agree. He's going to do something that counters what Deion just responded to. Now, Colin, I mean, really, about the situation, isn't it always about Deion, though? Like, if you are a player, and he kicked out 70 guys, he kicked out 70 players and said, go, pack your bags and go. Hasn't it always been just about Deion? And do you see that not being the case in Colorado? Like, I mean, at the end of the day, Deion is about Deion, man.
There's not any middle ground here. He's either going to, like, win a national championship in 4 years or be done in 3 years.
Yes.
There's no room for it being in the middle here. He's going to have every top 40 player in his program, or it's going to fizzle out with three-win seasons. But it is, Doran, you're dead right about it. As much as, like, kind of he sways me in sometimes and I'm intrigued and interested, then at the pinnacle moments, he always makes it about him. And that's why I just don't know. But he did turn around a program already once. But that was based on getting good players. And you wonder if they just had so much in terms of a proportionately so much better player, so many better players than the competition at that level. And I don't know if he's ever going to do that at Colorado. But I'm just so intrigued by what Pat does. Pat isn't going to let this die. They're going to go back and forth. And I'm here for – you have to schedule college football games out like – 72 years in advance. I'd love a Pitt, Colorado home and home to settle this. It would be fantastic.
Well, Narduzzi's not going to let it die, but in your opinion, was he right?
Yeah, he was right. Here's why Pat was right. I don't know if he was right or not, But Pat was right because it's been his opinion from the very beginning, and he's never wavered from that. So in terms of the NIL stuff, like, Deion's just kind of keeping up with the rules and doing what you can do within the confines of the rules. I think the rules suck, and I don't like the vagabond quotient to college football. I just don't. You can jump around and do all that. Pat doesn't like it, and Pat also has said that from the very beginning, that the rich just get richer, that the Alabamas of the world and people can pay to have kids, and that it's not the true spirit of college football. So he has stuck to his guns and again, said that from day one. And so in his mind, he's right because he's never swayed from his opinion.
1 second here, looking up the word vagabond. Colin, I look at Pat Narduzzi, and I think he's the perfect archetype for what I would want my college football coach. I think at times he can make it about him, but he's always going to speak his mind. And I think deep down, maybe even not so deep down, he actually does care about his players. Oh, yeah, by the way, he also wins.
Well, yeah, and they put a ton of people in the pros. How many defensive backs do they have in the pros? How many guys along the defensive line do they have in the pros? I think he is. And they finished in the top 20, 25 in the past couple years. Not a lot of programs can say that. So I do. I do think that this is a very important year, though. I think they need to find out what they have in the quarterback because I think they really like the quarterback. I think they really like Phil. I think they really like the quarterback behind him. And if they can get a bonus and get a 4-year run of quarterbacks that is really good quarterback play, you could really see something out of Pitt. Because I think, and I don't know, Dorn can speak to this because he's much closer. I think they're just as high. It maybe even higher to some degree because of the long-term viability of it, of the transfer from Penn State that they are on Dracovic right now.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the same thing. Is that what you've heard, Doran?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, Dracovic played with Cignetti in that system, so he has a grasp of the system better. But, you know, just like you said, Colin, in the years to come at Veyu, I don't even know how to say his name yet, but
you will.
He's going to be something serious. I mean, he just has that command of the offense. You could just tell that in the years to come, after he sits maybe a year and obviously Dracovic takes over a starting spot, that he is definitely going to be the man.
Colin, how about this fellow that got the baseball sign in Cincinnati?
Yeah, that's where I wanted to switch gears to. So I thought he got a fair amount for the ball. I would have held on to the ball in case this dude hits like 600 home runs and then you could sell it at a later date. But what if a ball bounced off the warning track? You were in the left field loonies tonight, Colin. You got Andrew McCutchen's 2,000th hit, a book rule double. What are you asking Andrew McCutchen for? What should a fan ask Andrew McCutchen for?
Well, as long as anybody in the ballpark not named that Zach Hample goof from Mount Lebanon catches the ball, I'm okay with it. You know, I've often said this, and I really mean this. Now, things could change if somebody tries to give me $2 million, I guess, but I really mean this. All I want to do is be the person that hands the ball to the person that had that accomplishment so there's no mix-up, so mm-hmm. people can't say, well, is that really the ball or not? Because at the end of the day, honestly, it's not my accomplishment. I'm just the person who ended up catching the ball. The value in that is of the person that hit the ball and accomplished all those things. And again, people say, come on, you're some Pollyanna. There's money dangled in front of you. This question has been posed before, and it's a great hypothetical. Anytime one of these valuable balls kind of flies into the crowd. But if I caught it, I'd honestly say to security, look, I'm holding on to the ball. I'd put it down the front of my pants, and nobody would want to grab it. That's the first thing. But I would say I just need to meet the person and hand them this ball so that the handoff came from me. And that would be enough for me, honestly.
I also think, Colin, the man in the center of this matters so much, too. I think that there would be people inclined to do the same thing as you because of what Andrew McCutchen has meant, not just to winning baseball games here, but to the city at large.
Yeah, you know what? That's a pretty good call. But then let's say that if it was Bonds, right? One of those Bonds valuable balls. And a lot of people didn't like Bonds, particularly at the end of his career. Would you be more apt to want to capitalize monetarily on somebody that you thought was, you know, less than upstanding?
Yes.
I think that weighs into it.
Yes, I think I would. Like if it were Bonds' ball that bounced up or Bonds' 753rd home run or 62, whatever it was, well, that would have been more valuable, but yeah, I would. The guy who hit it, the guy in question, the guy who swings the bat, it would change my mindset on what I want to do with the baseball. Absolutely, it would.
Doran still not caught a foul ball at a game, huh?
Never.
Or no, did now, yeah, it astounds me.
Bad hands.
Yeah. Bad hands, really. Mm-hmm.
You can run fast.
I've caught foul balls at my kids' games.
I hope so. I mean, how many people are there?
Yeah, you should be able to outrun them to the ball. Cole, what are you working on right now, brother?
I actually have at 11 o'clock today, I'm meeting somebody. I'm starting, I'm going to do an interview series, a one-on-one interview series. I'm not going to tell you who it is today yet. I'm going to line up I'd like to line up at least 10 to 12 people, newsmakers, not just sports people, where I want to walk and talk with them. I want to go out in a place that is either important to them or a place that has a deep meaning to them. And I want to just get a camera and have our guy Ben Tenuta out there, who's an unbelievable guy with a video camera, and walk around for 8 to 10 minutes and have a one-on-one interview for some people that are newsmakers, some people in sports, some people in news, and just go for a walk and talk and have an in-depth sort of one-on-one interview. And I want to do that with, like I said, 10 to a dozen people, if not more, around town. And I lined a good one up for today, and we'll turn it over, I don't know, maybe in a day or two, perhaps early next week it'll be out. But I'm going to line up a bunch of people. And the first one, I'm meeting someone at 11 o'clock today to do that. And then I'll be rip-roaring back at it next week at Steelers Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'll be in with Pony on Monday of next week, 2 to 6.
Ooh. So there's that. Well, I will make sure to tune in to that big time. Colin, thanks, man. Really appreciate it, buddy.
Take it easy, boys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Take it easy, Colin Dunlap. Check out that interview series he's going to have coming out soon. I'm really looking forward to that. Plus, Pony and Colin.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Fireworks, yes. Perhaps? Somebody tweeted this in. Scorn, Crowman, love the show, but Crowley, you're a chooch. If you don't know what a chooch is, ask an old Italian man.
Do you know what a chooch is?
I just looked it up. A dummy. A not very smart person. Used in a sentence, oh, you're such a chooch. Awesome. Chris Mack joining us today at 9:30. It is 8:44. Brought to you by Precision Pointing. Have you checked your bricks? Call Precision Pointing at 724-WE-POINT. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line and insult me at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsible. Coming up next, we revisit, easy for me to say, the chooch that I am, our Twitter poll. What should our opening song be at 6 o'clock every day? Weigh in. It's Fan Morning Show. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by the heat and cooling and plumbing experts at Armstrong Comfort and Matt Mertz Plumbing. I also remind you that Dunkin' is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Check out our Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com, where we ask you to weigh in on what our opening theme should be to the show. New show getting off the ground here. I mean, we've kind of been going for a month, but we need some new songs, some new imaging.
What are you feeling?
I'm feeling Black or White by Michael Jackson.
Can we play it?
Yeah, we'll play it in 1 second.
But oh, okay,
first,
sorry.
Let me hold the wheel. Crowley got the wheel. Let's go to Doug. Doug has a suggestion. What's up, man?
How you doing, guys? I think you should play Lee Greenwood's song, God Bless America.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I mean, go America.
Yeah, go America. But I think we're looking for a little bit more spice.
Yeah. Great song.
Get people going.
Great message.
Right.
I ain't against Lee Greenwood.
No.
I mean, he's right there behind George Washington for great Americans of all time. But he ain't exactly what we're looking for to start the show off. We got Black or White, though. Black or little Michael Jackson? Maybe a little hidden meaning that's not so hidden there, huh?
Landon Roberts, Cole Holcomb, yeah.
Yeah. Stepped in that one again.
Yep.
But I was texting back and forth with Mulsey. And he said we can't do it because Michael Jackson's such a bad guy. But you got to separate art from artist. When Thriller comes on, I don't think about all the bad things that Michael Jackson was accused of. I just dance. I'm going to shake that
booty. That was Mueller's take about the song?
That was his take. He probably did not like what we had to say the other day about the Saudi blood money. How about Party on Fifth Ave? Somebody texted in and said Party on Fifth Ave is going to put you to sleep.
Really?
I won't go there. Now, compared to some Rob Bass, Yeah. This will wake you up.
Yep.
You want to sing it? You don't want to sing it. Okay.
I was about to. I was waiting for the drop.
I cut it off at exactly the wrong time. My wife says I do that too. MC Hammer. Too legit to quit. Too legit. Too legit to quit. That's not bad.
Kind of like it.
I'm between that and Rob Bass, I think.
What if we do all four? One for each hour.
I'm in on that.
Which one would come first?
That would be the question then. And the results of the Twitter poll then can be valid. We'll wait until the end of the show today. But go check it out. At Fan Morning Show. Party on Fifth Ave. 40% of the vote so far.
I don't know if I'm feeling it.
I'm not feeling it to start. So basically what we've done is we've thrown out the results of an election.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can do
Stop
that.
Stop the count now, boys.
We can do that.
A lot of votes so far, though. A lot of write-ins. We don't need your write-ins. A lot of Lee Greenwood write-ins. What happened there? Did you see this story? Mac just tweeted this out. He's going to be on with us at 9:30. There's a rendering of the new stadium that they could be building in Jacksonville. And he asked if you'd like to see something similar in Pittsburgh. Have you seen the rendering?
I have.
Man, we don't need that here.
Looks like a spaceship.
I just want to watch ball.
Talk. Yeah.
You know what we need here? Acrisure Stadium with a couple of tweaks here and there.
Acrisure Stadium at Heinz Field.
Whatever. Fine. Call it whatever you want. Just give me a football stadium to watch ball in and drink beer in.
Retractable roof or no?
I don't even need that. But, okay. I mean, if you're offering. But that's the other thing. Like the tax money that it's going to cost to put in whatever they're doing in Jacksonville. I don't want anybody to have to pay that here. And a roof wouldn't be cheap. But your guy, Morehouse, he's spearheading the whole thing. If I were a betting man, and I am, download the Parks Sportsbook app, I would say that what they're going to do is they're going to get a new practice facility, renovate Heinz Field a little bit. Nothing big. Right. Nothing major.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Pittsburgh wants.
That's smart.
And don't move it to Cranberry or something. Keep Imagine having what they do in Jacksonville in Cranberry.
Oh.
That would make people lose. That would, I think, not that there aren't fine people in Cranberry. There are. But that would lose so much of the soul of Pittsburgh. You can see the city. You're on the north side. Real Pittsburgh. You move it up to Cranberry, and you make the thing be able to take off in the case of an alien invasion. That ain't what Pittsburgh's about.
That's about it.
Coming up next, Pirates have a big three-game series coming up against the New York Mets. Really, a huge nine games ahead of them. We'll touch on that. Plus, Pat from Pittsburgh punches back at Coach Prime. We'll get into that in full form as well coming up next. It's the Fan Morning Show. Do you have something to tell the people about? You can tell the people about that thing later. I'll tell them about Fan Weather, brought to you by... Now I'm scrolling.
Well, you know what? After what? You do it, I'll do it now. Go ahead. You tell them the weather, I'll do it. I'll tell everybody what I need to tell them.
Well-oiled machine this morning.
We
Fan
are.
Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Come check out Trailblazer Equinox, the all-new redesigned 2024 tracks, and online sunchevy.com. Chillier today, highs in the mid-60s. Doran, you have the thing?
Yes.
Do the thing.
Lovebirds, if you're ready to get engaged, you need to visit my personal jeweler, Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers. They're the best in the burg, and you'll make her heart skip with the perfect ring created by you. Her ring will be custom-made to your specs and budget with attention to details. Want to know the best part about Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers? You'll get the peace of mind with their exclusive perfect ring guarantee. If she doesn't absolutely love her ring, exchange it for a ring of her dreams within a year of purchase. Visit Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers in Wexford or Ross Park Mall and discover the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.